Blog Talk Radio.
Me say summer we bless till we fool. Me a funny girl say blessings are running down. Me a dead dead. Me a drink out of half a glass of copper and over what it should be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
Hey! Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am close to 190. I'm the 190 to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm close to blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed to be blessed. Too anointed to be disappointed. I am too blessed to be blessed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be blessed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be blessed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
Yo, let me preach. Hey.
Then me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But then me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed, and I'm so glad that you have joined me again. Truly, it's so good to be able to study the Word of God with you. We have been studying this year. We started out studying that your life has purpose. Your life has purpose. And we're going to continue studying about purpose tonight. But just before we begin our lesson, let us pray. Dear Lord, I just give you glory, honor, and praise. I bless and lift up your holy name. I thank you, Lord God, for this another opportunity, oh God, to praise your name through the study of the Word of God. Lord, I thank you for those that are listening, for those that have listened to the archived recordings. I thank you for those that have been blessed, oh God, through our study of purpose. Lord, you created us for a reason. And, oh God, we know that we're just not here by chance or by mistake. But, Lord God, we are here because you ordained it so for us to be here. And I pray, oh God, that you would truly open up our understanding tonight. As we study the Word of God, I pray that I would be used for your glory and your honor. And, oh God, that you would give us new insight in the things that we need to do with our lives. Oh God, that we would just bless you and honor you, oh God, in our daily activities. May our voices lift up in praise to you. May our hearts be humbled and just praise you each day, every hour, every minute. Lord, may our entire lives be solely dedicated to your glory and your honor. Father, whatever it is that we do, whatever vocation we're in, Lord God, may we do our work as unto you, because truly what we do is for an audience of one. Oh God, we do it for you. And I give you praise, glory, and honor right now. Lord, remember those around the world. Father, in whatever country they're living in, Lord, remember them. And I pray, oh God, that you would bless them, keep them in the palm of your hands. Lord, you are truly righteous. You are truly holy. You love your people, oh God, and you want us to live holy and prosperous lives. And I pray, oh God, that you would open up our understanding that we might be true students of the Bible and that we might understand what it means to truly be blessed. Lord, I just give you glory, honor, and praise right now, and I say thanks to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Dear friend, thank you so much again for joining me, and I hope that you will tell a friend that I'm on the air and that you will also invite your friends to listen to these teachings. If you would, turn with me to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, and just hold it. Genesis chapter 1. I want to talk to you, before we get into the Word of God, I want to talk to you a little bit about a mission statement. A mission statement. I might have mentioned it before, but I want to mention it again, because what I have been focusing on is the fact that your life does have purpose. And I believe our topic for tonight is your life had and still has purpose. Had and still has purpose, meaning that in the past, you know, you might have had some goals and what have you, and you realized that there was truly a reason for you to be living. But I wanted to remind you again that not just in the past you had purpose, but your life still has purpose today. And so I wanted to start our lesson tonight by focusing on a mission statement and what a mission statement is. If you are not familiar with a mission statement, every company, every business has a mission statement. In other words, they have to know why they're in business. They have to know who their target audience is. They have to know their goods that they're selling or that they're advertising or that they're merchandising. Every company has to know why they're in business. And so just as a company has to know why they're in business, you must have your own personal mission statement. You must understand why you're alive, the fact that God created you, of course, to worship Him and to serve Him. You must understand why He gave you certain skills that you have, certain gifts that you have. They weren't given just happenstance for you to just leave them dormant. But the reason why you were given those skills is so that you can develop them and use them for His glory and His honor. I have commented in the past the fact that I am actually writing. I'm busy writing, spending lots of time on the computer typing and trying to get a few books published. And I just want you to know it's not an easy task to sit at the computer for hours and hours typing, or to, I've got journals that are filled with lots of notes, and I'm going to have to transpose those over to, you know, the computer. It's not an easy task to have all those notes and have all those ideas in your head and get them down, jot them down where others will be able to read and to be encouraged by them. But when God has given you a gift and He says, okay, this is what you need to do, then when you understand that that's your mission statement to utilize those gifts and those talents for God, then you don't hesitate. You know, you might not have the wherewithal right now to get all of that. Where do I start to develop my gift for your glory and your honor? Where do I start to focus my attention more on you rather than just living haphazardly and not understanding that we must live with a sense of purpose? In other words, each and every day when we get up, we must know what our target goal is for our lives. We must have something set up in our minds, and not only in our minds, but on paper. We should be jotting down, well, these are the things that I need to accomplish, and this is what I want to do for God, etc., etc. I want to give you some examples of some mission statements that other people have written, and these particular ones are from a little, I would say, a pullout. It almost looks like a track, but it's from a program called Creating Success. Creating Success. And it looks like it was put out by Franklin Covey. It's called Creating Success, and it's Creating Success Through Proven Goal-Setting Techniques. Creating Success Through Proven Goal-Setting Techniques, and it's by Franklin Covey. And I know that I'm, you know, not trying to teach you how to run a business or what have you, but I'm actually trying to teach you how to handle your life and how to do it in a focused way where you can understand and know that you truly are being led by God. And so in order to do that, you've got to have that mission statement, those goals set. Now, when you set goals for your life, one of the things that you want to do is figure out, how do you want your life to unfold? What is your personal philosophy? If you could leave one thing behind after you leave this life, what would it be? What are a couple of contributions that you feel that you have made? Other questions to ask yourself is, what do you want to accomplish before your life is complete? Another question is, what are you known for? And another question is, what do you want others to say about your talents? Some questions that you should also focus on is, what is your goal? What is your goal? And three things that you should do is ask yourself, what specifically do I want to accomplish? And then, why is this important to me? And then, how will I accomplish my goal? So I'll say it one more time. What specifically do I want to accomplish? Why is this important to me? And how will I accomplish my goal? And then, of course, you can make your short-term goal, which might be 1 to 2 years, your midterm goal, which is 3 to 5 years, and your long-term goal, which is 6 to 10 years. And some of those years you can actually shorten depending on what exactly you're trying to accomplish. But the bottom line is, when you have a goal for your life, then you will jot down, you will write down what your mission statement is for your life. And you will understand how you're going to get there. You will understand why you need to get there. And it will make it easier for you to accomplish that goal. Because you cannot accomplish any goals if you don't know where you're going. And if you don't know why you want to get there. And so let me give you just a few examples of other mission statements that other, you know, people have written. One of the things that someone says is, I am honest, measured by my actions and words. I work hard. Appreciation comes from what is earned. I listen. It's the best way to learn. Now, that's a very short mission statement that someone, you know, wrote. They want to learn. They said that they know already that they are honest. They know that they work hard, and that they listen, because they realize that listening is the best way to learn. And I have to be honest that sometimes I don't allow other people to speak. I just keep talking. And then I realize after the fact that I have interrupted that person and did not allow them to finish their statement prior to me interrupting. And so I know personally that that's something that I need to work on. I need to work on listening more and speaking less so that I can learn more. Anyone who is very adept at listening learns a lot more than those who talk too much. People who talk too much do not learn a whole lot. And so all of us should be students of listening and speaking less. Another mission statement that someone else wrote, he said, my mission is to give, for giving is what I do best, and I can learn to do better. I will seek to learn, for learning is the basis for growth, and growing is the key to living. I will seek first to understand, for understanding is the key to finding value, and value is the basis for respect, decisions, and actions. And if this is a guy speaking, he says, this should be my first act with my wife, for my family and my business. I want to help influence the future development of people and organizations. And then another person says, I am an agent for positive change. I am an agent for positive change. So there are many different mission statements that you can develop for your own personal life. And of course, you can develop that first mission statement and then rearrange it as you go along, because of course people grow, they change, and so as you change, then your core mission statement will still stay the same, but you might have to tweak it a little bit, and you might have to make some changes. And so I want to encourage you to have a mission statement. Let me just give you a few more statements from some samples of mission statements. One of them says, I will never allow another person to feel humiliated in my presence. I will look at every moment as an opportunity to learn and progress. I will accept myself as I am and encourage others to act in accordance with the truth, and I'm going to add to the truth of God. Amen. Because we know that every truth that people spew out is not necessarily always the truth, but when we're talking about truth, it should always line up with the word of God. And listen to this other one. I will listen carefully to what others have to say, as listening is the key to life learning. Now, these are two different people that are talking about listening. And so we see that listening is a very important skill to develop. It says, I will be present in my interactions with others. I will be present. You know what that means? That means that when I'm actually interacting with other people, I am going to pay attention. I'm not going to just have them talking and I'm busy doing other things. I'm actually going to pay attention to people who are speaking to me. And that shows a sign of respect, that I understand that other people and their feelings are, you know, ought to be respected, and that I should not just disrespect other people on purpose. Now, another one says, I will push the boundaries of my imagination and believe that I can become whatever I can imagine. Now, sometimes people say that, but I want you to know that if you add on to that, I can become whatever God allows me to become, because it is according to God's will. And so when we pray, you know, sometimes some of these statements are by a secular individual, but when we make statements, we should always have it line up with what we know that God is speaking to us, and it's according to his word. And another one says, I will share my love with my family, friends, and with God. And, of course, we know that first and foremost, it should be God. It should be God. And another one says, I will live out of love instead of fear. And, of course, we know that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind. And so, dear friend, I want to encourage you, and I hope that you understood what I was trying to convey, that you should have a personal mission statement for your life. You should know where your life is going. You should know why you're doing the things that you do, you know, and you should have a plan of action to be able to navigate where your life is going. Because if you don't plan to be successful, then you plan to fail. And something else that I wrote down while I was preparing for this study is, God's purpose in our lives is for us to be productive. God's purpose in our lives is for us to be productive. And being productive causes us to be successful. I'm going to say it one more time. God's purpose in our lives is for us to be productive. And being productive causes us to be successful. So what is God's purpose and plan for your life? God's purpose and plan for your life is for you to be productive, so that the byproduct of productivity is success. You cannot be successful if you're not striving, if you're not getting up and doing something. That is the key to your success, that you're actually, you know, doing something and saying, God, use my hands. God, use my lips. Let me speak words of wisdom to someone. Let me use my hands to help someone. You know, let me do what I can to be a blessing to someone else. And let us look at Genesis. It says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. I'm in Genesis chapter 1, verse 5. And the morning, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. Firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the earth and the gathering together of the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. I want you to know that God spoke it into existence, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, and God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that had life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Dear friend, every time that God made something, he said that it was good. Verse 22, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Dear friend, God said that what he made was good. And can I say, good, like Campbell's soup, good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Amen and amen. And, of course, woman was made, if you go in chapter 2, down in the 21st verse, the Bible says, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof, and the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. And so we see, dear friend, where God created us with purpose. If you look at verse 26, if you've always wondered what your purpose is on this earth, verse 26 tells you, it says, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, the cattle, over all the earth. Over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So man was placed here to have dominion over the earth. So in other words, we were made in God's likeness. Now, of course, you know, we don't resemble him in the sense of looking like him because God is a spirit. And the Bible says those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so we don't look like our Heavenly Father in that sense. But how we're like him is that we were made in his godly nature. In other words, from the beginning of time, your life had and still has purpose. And so we were made to be like God. Now, how are we like God? We were made to have dominion over the earth. We were made in his image to have dominion over the earth. That means that the animals and the creeping things, everything on the face of the earth has to be subject to man because we were created here to run things, okay? We're in charge of this earth. We're supposed to take care of it. We're supposed to take care of the land and the air. You know, years ago, the Indians, and of course they still do it as part of their faith, that they almost worship the land. They take good care of it. Now, we know that we're not supposed to worship the land. We worship God. But because they love the land so much, they took care of it. And, of course, that changed, and it is still changing where we're cutting down too many trees and we're just not taking care of our environment. And I'm sure I need to join with others in recycling so that we can take care of the earth that God has given us to have dominion over. And so, like I said, if you've ever wanted to know what your purpose is on this earth, that is one of them. That should be part of your mission statement, that I'm going to do my best to take care of this world that God has given me. The Bible tells us, in verse 29, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth. You see, God allowed us to be on this earth and to eat, you know, herbs and what have you. Now, when Adam and Eve sinned, when they disobeyed God and touched the tree that God said not to touch, an interesting thing occurred. There is a movement out there, and this is not to poke at anyone, but there's a big disagreement about whether you can wear leather coats or not, whether you should kill any animals to wear leather coats or not. And if we look at the scripture, we will see where the Bible tells us that God actually had to get some skins and cover. Look at verse Genesis chapter 3, verse 21, it says, "Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them." Now, where would these coats of skins come from? I imagine it would have to come from an animal. And so we see where the shedding of blood happened even from the very beginning, that blood was shed because God, you know, gave them skins. Now, he is God. Could he have just made it out of thin air? Yes, I'm sure he did. I mean, I'm sure he could have, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he did. And so I want you to see that the first people that actually wore leather coats was Adam and Eve. And I'm sure you did not even pay attention to that, that was in the Bible, but it is. It is in the Bible. The first people on the face of the earth that wore leather coats, real leather coats, was Adam and Eve, because they needed clothing to cover with, and so God placed them in the skins. All right? And so we see that our life still has purpose, because God blessed us and he placed us over the animals and over everything on this earth for us to run things. And so when we mishandle the animals and the earth and what have you, I don't believe that God is pleased with that, because he placed us here in charge of things, and we ought to take care of our environment. We ought to take care of people. It is not God's will that we should harm other people. Exodus chapter 20 says, "Thou shalt not kill." And so our purpose here on this earth is to serve the true and the living God. How do we serve the true and the living God? By following and obeying his commandments. One of the things he says is, "Honor your mother and your father. Thou shalt have no other gods before me." There's some things that God actually said that we have to do. And so if you want to fulfill your purpose, you need to really sit and study the Word of God, study the Bible, pray, ask God to lead you, ask him to give you direction, ask him to lead you to the right church family, so that you can study the Word of God. A good church family is one that is using the Bible, and who is teaching from the Old Testament and the New Testament, who believes that the Bible is the inerrant Word of God. What does that mean? It means that the Bible is truth, that it is God-breathed, the Holy Spirit moved on men to write the Bible, and we believe that it has no mistakes in it. In other words, we're not talking about some kind of typo on someone's typewriter. We're talking about the fact that the message of salvation that God had for us, that is actually in the Bible. And so we know that God's word is there for us. It is inerrant, meaning that it is truth. And we use it because we know that God has a purpose and a plan for us, and that we should seek to know what that, you know, plan is. We should seek to know what it is that God wants us to do. And so if you look at the book of Genesis over and over and over, you'll see where God does speak directly to us. He does direct us, and he tells us that we need to, you know, have dominion over everything here on this earth. And so when you find yourself confused about your purpose, go back to that scripture and read and see what Genesis chapter 1, verse 21 says. Turn with me again to Romans chapter 8, just for a few verses. The Bible says, "There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent in his Son Jesus, his own Son, in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemn sin in the flesh." What sin is it referring to? It is referring back to that sin of Adam and Eve when they disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden, and so they plunged all mankind, and mankind, of course, is used for women as well. It plunged all of us into sin. And, of course, Jesus had to come and die on the cross so that we could be redeemed, so that we could be justified. And the word justified means to have a right standing before God. God justified us. He allowed us a second chance. He allowed us to be able to dream and actually know that we're going to go to heaven and that we're not going to stay down here and go through that great tribulation like the wicked will. Those who will not serve God will be going through great tribulation on this earth after the church is gone. After Jesus comes again, there is going to be great tribulation on this earth. But thank God that those of us who love Jesus will not be here to endure it. Dear friend, God has a purpose and a plan for you. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation means that you don't have to feel bad about stuff that you have done in the past. You don't have to feel bad about something you did yesterday or even 1 hour ago. The moment you ask God to forgive you, He does. And there is therefore now no condemnation. No condemnation. So no reason to feel guilt, no reason to feel shame, no reason to hold your head down when you're walking. Look up. Look up, for your redemption draw nigh. Remember that Jesus loves you. Remember that He cares about you. Remember that your life does have purpose. Your life does have purpose. Dear friend, I am going to stop there for tonight. I want you to think about the fact that you do have a mission statement and that you need to, if you don't have one written out already, that you do need to write out a mission statement for your life, because you need to have goals. You need to understand what those goals are. And when you make goals, make sure that you make them spiritual goals, financial goals, emotional goals. Of course, you'll have that under each all of those things under short-term, then under mid-term, then under long-term. But the bottom line is that you know where your life is headed. If you do not set goals for your life, then your life will end up in shambles. But those who are purpose-driven, as Rick Warren would say, those who have realized that their life has purpose, will set goals and will strive to accomplish those goals, whether it is long-term, meaning that you're thinking, okay, over the next 10 years, this is what I'm going to accomplish. Of course, I would still encourage you to make sure you have those short-term goals, because when you can accomplish a short-term goal, what it means is that it gives you immediate gratification to know that you were able to accomplish that goal. And so do make short-term goals in addition to your mid and your long-term. Why? Because there is, therefore, now no condemnation to them which are in Christ. So when you're in Christ, you don't have to worry about, you know, looking over your shoulder all the time and worrying about your past. Why? Because you know that now you are walking after the Spirit of God. God has already forgiven you. He's already cleansed you. And you are walking according to the Spirit of God, not in the flesh, because, of course, this flesh is not to be trusted. If you are just walking in the flesh, you know, you're likely to do or say something ridiculous that is totally against the commandments of God or the will of God. But when you surrender your life to God and you're walking after the flesh, the Spirit, you're walking after the Spirit, then you know truly that you are fulfilling the call of God on your life. Dear friend, God bless you. Have a good night. And I'm going to leave you with one song, Trust in the Lord.
Yes, indeed. And Job, while you were going through, he looked up and he said, though he slay me, ha, yeah.
I trust him. So I want to encourage someone today. Listen, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. And lean not to thine own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he shall direct thy path. Oh, a train can make a U-turn. Sunday, the earth can't turn back when the mechanic can pour that down in the body. No, life is not easy when you're going through. No, no, but there's a bright future waiting for you, and all you got to do is trust in the Lord with all of thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Men know the real goal, have we got through the fire. To achieve the character, the goldsmith desire. We don't know we valuable, just like precious stones.
Lord, bow your head and let us pray. Dear Father, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. I thank you, Lord God, for your sons and your daughters that will hear this message. I pray, oh God, that you are truly blessed right now. Lord God, you know all about us. You know the desires of our heart right now. Lord, I pray, oh God, for each and every one, Lord God, that truly studies regularly with me. I pray, oh God, that you would bless them, keep them in the palm of your hands, oh God. We realize that we cannot make it without you, oh God. And I pray that you would truly move in a special way right now. Touch right now, God. You know, oh God, the needs of each and every one. Lord God, I pray right now that you would touch. Oh God, move in a special way. Lord God, I pray for those that need to be healed right now, those that need to be delivered right now. I pray that you would truly touch. Oh God, I bless you. I honor you, Lord. I lift up your holy name right now, Jesus. Oh God, I know that you're a way maker. You're a wheel in the middle of the wheel. Oh God, we bless you right now. We give you glory and honor right now. Touch your people once again. Encourage them, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord God. And Father, we just give you glory. We give you thanks right now. In Jesus' name, oh God, heal those that are sick. Oh, Father, pick them up right now. Remember those with backaches, God, and all kind of aches. Oh, God, Lord, we know that you're able to heal diseases right now. We rebuke cancer right now. We rebuke arthritis right now. In the name of Jesus, touch right now, God. Bless right now. We know, God, that you're able to deliver, oh, God. We rebuke the suicidal spirits in the name of Jesus. We rebuke that spirit of lesbianism and homosexuality in the name of Jesus. We know, God, that you're able to deliver and set free those that are addicted to all kinds of substances. We know, God, that you're able to deliver them right now. Oh, God, we thank you. Remember those in the African nations, in Asia, oh, God, Central America, oh, God, in the Caribbean, Lord God, in Europe. We pray, God, you'll touch right now, God. We know that you're able, oh God, to move in a special way. And Father, we thank you right now for remembering your people. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, dear friend, as I sign off a little bit earlier tonight, but God bless you. May your family be blessed. And remember, this is your season to be blessed, and you are too blessed to be stressed.
Ah! Me say summer we blessed till we fool. Me a funny girl say blessings are running down. Me a dead dead. Me a drink out of glass and cast cup around over what to be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
I'm in the priest. Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just too anointed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.